When it's time to scale your business, it's time for Shopify. Get everything you need to grow the way you want. Like, all the way. Stack more sales with the best converting checkout on the planet. Track your cha-chings from every channel, right in one spot. And turn real-time reporting into big-time opportunities. Take your business to a whole new level. Switch to Shopify. Start your free trial today. There's a place off Ocean Avenue where I used to sit and talk with you. We were both 16 and it felt so right. Sleeping all day, staying up all night.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back for the final hour of the big show. What's up, sports mappers?
Hey.
Welcome to the fray. Too bad you couldn't hear what was going on in the break on a Thursday as we
I'm a little
roll
fired
on.
Up today, yeah. I'll admit. Do I sound a little fired up?
A little bit.
It's
my bad.
At least you held back from getting right from the get-go, right from first segment. It was like, good
That's my
Lord.
Bad. I'm probably not as upset as I sound. How about that?
That's fair.
Okay. Yeah. I think a lot of times people will think I'm more upset than I actually am.
Well, that's the other thing. It doesn't help that if something gets your ire a little bit, and then whether it be tweets, texts, whatever, people find a way to make it exponentially worse.
Yeah. But I would agree with that. You're not as upset as you sound.
Correct.
You're as fat as you sound, but you're not as upset
and
as you sound.
And now I hate your stupid-ass face.
Sorry.
All right.
I was going to say, you a-holes, by the way, because of this weight loss challenge and everything like that. Not only did I just thought I could inconspicuously weigh in, but then Barry checked the notebook. So then he knew.
And then I'm following up.
Then he brought that up. Then Nick asked me on the end. I was like, well, there you go. It's out there now. Let's just roll with it.
So. I had my money on 2.25. I was close.
There you were.
So, hey, Barry, you look like Brad Pitt.
I got some money for you.
Because people were saying who I look like. Mm-hmm. Barry, you look like Brad Pitt.
That's not even remotely true.
I mean, I'm not going to finish the text. I'm just going to stop there.
Okay. As opposed to one that would say, hey, you guys are the greatest show in Houston. My lawn has a lot of dandelions lately, and I was wondering how to get rid of them without putting in too much work.
Weed Beater
stop.
Ultra. Oh.
Maybe can I tell you how you do it? A weed whacker.
Weed Beater
no,
Ultra.
I'm sorry. I don't know if you guys saw the... Speaking of that, and I hate doing this to you, Nick, but my dad, because he was a big golfer, and my mom bought him one of these things. It's like a golf club, but on the end of it was a weed whacker.
And you could just get
and he would sit there in the yard doing his golf swing, just swinging and nailing dandelions.
With a weed whacker?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
NASCAR Johnny wanted you to know, based on some stuff you said before we did the nutrition segment, that Daytona 500 is Feb 17. You want to grab wings and watch the race?
I mean, at least you got something it'll entertain you. It ain't going to be the race.
This is a funny text. And it says...
Did you screen it?
Yeah. Side story, there was a guy at Buffalo Wild Wings the other day who was cheering for the Saints-Rams game, the replay.
Oh, no.
Of the game.
How drunk were you, sir?
That's hilarious. What, like, who does that? Who cheers for a game where you already know the outcome?
That's Hopefully ridiculous. It wasn't a Saints fan. Like, he was a Saints fan? Or he was just a fan?
I don't know. They didn't say. And then AT&T said, thanks for having the nutritionist on to help us. Several other people, including Jerry, said that was a good segment.
Yeah. And then Jerry said he was all over the apple cider vinegar. I was like, be careful what you wish for, because I'm telling you.
I'm for that, though. I have that, too.
So. You try it?
Yeah.
And you can stomach it?
Yep.
Oh, Nicholas.
Yep. It's in that wellness shot. It's a part of that wellness shot that I take.
Yeah. When I used to, there used to be a place called... My Fit Foods.
Oh, yeah.
And they had a program which was freaking expensive.
Everything there was expensive.
That's why it went out of business.
But, man, the Good Morning Sunshine, best breakfast meal ever.
They had a lot of good stuff, man.
But the Good Morning Sunshine was legit. But they used to do this. They had this health shot that was apple cider vinegar and a bunch of other things that they would combine. I think it's probably about what you were supposed to bring that in for me to do on air.
We could still do that.
Are we not going to do that?
Well, remember we had talked about you being a germaphobe and how you wouldn't take it because you didn't know where it came from. I believe that's where it ended.
Well, you can't bring all the products from the store.
He's gonna bring
unopened?
It in the styrofoam cup.
I could do that. Okay. I could bring the whole machine and everything if you really wanted me to.
Don't make him do that.
You got to bring a machine?
You have to make it, bro. You got to put garlic in there. You got to put You got to put apple cider vinegar, lemon.
Yeah, I would be worried you would like.
Acid. Well, bring your own ingredients and I'll drink your ingredients.
I would be worried you would like drop a pube in there or something. I would need to see you make
God.
It.
Well, you that's know, that's the reason why I did it the first time.
You know, he brings okay. the we talked about this within one of the days you were out. He brings the styrofoam cup and instead of a lid, he just puts cellophane and like a rubber band around it. So and I know ghetto. You would be perfect with that. Just jam a straw on the top of it.
That is so ghetto. What are you
it
doing?
Works.
You don't have a, single cup at your house with a lid on it?
No.
Oh, my God.
I pay for the cups. I just don't pay for the lids.
They're free when you get the cup, right?
No. It's like these. At no,
Sam's?
It's not.
At Sam's?
Yeah.
Oh, the they I don't come with lids. You buy them in bulk?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I pay for the cups. I don't pay for the lids. How much are you really saving?
I didn't really think. Honestly, I don't even remember seeing cups with lids on it, honestly. Like plastic cups. I haven't even seen that, honestly.
Oh, my God.
Not in the section I look. I'm sure it exists.
Let me just say this. On the apple cider vinegar thing, Kevin McHale's wife, Lynn, is like one of those, what do they call it? All natural everything from remedies and medicines and everything like that. And she mentioned the apple cider vinegar. And then Kev said to me, oh, yeah, I take it. It's tough, but I take it. And it really works. And it really helps. It does all these great things. I literally took like one shot the first time, and I was like, oh, I could take a big swig of this. Oh my
God. I don't.
God,
did you vomit?
With,
did it make you want to vomit?
I did not throw up, but I can tell you that it was not the only orifice that was challenged. And I can tell you that there was not a brake pad in America that could have stopped it.
Peeing out your beehole?
God, it was
but
awful.
I believe you could just take a tablespoon. You don't have to take like an entire shot.
Well, that's what she said. So I did it, and of course Kev's like, you just take a swig out of the bottle. I was like,
I mean, it's not
great.
Bad for you, but
it's bad smelling and tasting.
I would be worried that I would vomit, which is why I kind of wanted to do it on
a
air,
tablespoon
just to see.
Yeah, just vomit on Joel, not me.
That's
well
real
I just
nice.
Would see
there's
a garbage
can.
Could I handle it,
but I think you can handle it.
Okay,
but your breath is going to smell like garlic the entire show, and Joel's going to have to
oh well that
it.
Would be an upgrade.
She also recommended recently as like a reflux thing, HCL something or other, you get at Whole Foods. So I bought that and one other thing. I get home after purchasing it and I start reading about it. And they're like, experiment with the dosage, but based on the dosage you take, you could go from violently throwing up to just throwing up to a sick stomach. I'm like, then why am I taking it?
Yeah. If your stomach doesn't react well, point. You probably shouldn't take it.
Demetrius, amongst all of this talk of us losing weight, texts the show and says, Barry, Burger King's bringing back the funnel cake fries.
Oh, boy.
Sounds good.
222 calories, 10 grams of fat, 11 grams of sugar. Bro, why would you tease me with that? That's not nice.
Does that sound good to you?
Yeah.
Does it really?
Oh, yeah.
I think it would for Lisa, too, but not me.
Makes my pants tight.
Hopefully in the waist.
I never got the email from the weight loss challenge. Well, you didn't listen to the show.
Can we figure that out?
For 3 weeks leading up to it, because we said if you didn't get the email, it probably went to your spam folder, and you don't need an email. Just go weigh in. So you're bad, sir and or ma'am. The more you consume the apple cider vinegar, the easier it gets. Notice I never said easy, but easier. That's from Rico.
So that's great. So instead of throwing up three times a day, right. I'll throw up two and then one.
It's really exactly. not that bad because that wellness shot, way worse. Way worse.
Really?
Way
well, the garlic worse. In it by itself
garlic,
is
terrible. Ginger root, lemon.
That's all acidy too. And then you throw the apple cider vinegar in and just think about the fact that it's taking the rust off of everything inside of you.
Yep. It's way worse. It's way harder to take, too.
And I have reflux, so that's going to really screw with me.
Yeah.
But Barry chickened out, so he's not going to take the shot.
I know I didn't chicken out. I just don't trust you. I don't trust you at all.
I use clean ingredients.
Did you see this, by the way? I was looking on the screen here. The Blake Griffin interview after his game.
They interrupted him?
Yeah. Reggie Jackson comes up and starts posing, and he's right in the middle of saying, we play like crap. We need to get it together. This is terrible. We suck. We're not good. And then we need to be like, we need an attitude. Just like he's saying all these things about how, I mean, they won, but he's like, this is just not good. You can tell that he's like, what am I doing here? Because this whole team sucks right now. And then Jackson comes up and starts posing and having fun. And it was like, bro, wrong time to be doing that. You're superstar and leaders trying to get it together. And you over here clowning.
You know what it reminded me of?
Oh, that was ugly.
When they were asking Stan Van Gundy about Dwight Howard and all the conflict and everything like that, and Stan was like really upset and trying, and then Dwight came over and put his arm around, like, "What are y'all talking about? What's going on?"
Like, you're like,
you should like to know,
right now, bro.
Yeah. All right. Before we go to break, let's get Q Ball in here. He wants to talk Strohs. We were talking Strohs last segment. Q, what's up?
What up, Usual Suspects?
What's up, what's up, what's up?
You guys have gotten two in the rear and working on one in the front, man. You got to say, you guys start the show awesome. You got Nick is over there taking 9 inches, you meat lover, you. And then, not to be outdone, they got Barry taking on a foot long. Man, I'm impressed with you guys. You guys are awesome. Hey, but needless to say, I don't agree with
you. Q, I have to stop you, bro. Is your phone shoved up your butt right now?
God,
I can't
hear
you.
No, sir.
Like, are you? Is it in your mouth? I can't hear you at all. Am I the only one, or is
no,
it really
right.
muffled?
Yeah, he sounds like he's underwater or something.
Yeah. A callback. I don't know what the hell was going on there, bro. But we appreciate the recap.
You had to end it at 9 inch in my mouth and a foot long in your mouth. Like, you couldn't just.
That's all
you
I heard.
You capped it off at that?
That's all I heard.
Thank God I didn't have lunch.
Am I the only one that could not
He sounded like
It sounded like he was in the witness protection program. Or like he was a small... Hey, guys. What?
I mean, it's one thing to, like Nick say, sound like you're underwater and you go with your phone in your butt.
Well, I love Q, so I want him to call back. We need a better connection. I want to hear what he has to say about the Astros. So call back, Q. I wasn't telling you not to call. Just, maybe get a payphone or something.
We still better. Have those?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
That's a good question.
Yeah, I think we got rid of all those.
We need to have... I wish we had, stuff to give away. They never give us, good stuff, because I would love to give a prize to somebody that could find a payphone. I think that would be cool. Put them on a little Usual Suspect
scavenger hunt.
Yeah. That's something at an antique store at this point, right?
I mean, yeah, maybe.
Find a rotary
But we
phone.
Do have stuff to give away, so we'll do that next segment.
Yeah, okay.
How about some boxing tickets, huh? Stick around! That's a radio tease!
You know who's great at that?
The Stootster.
Cody Stoots.
Yeah,
he's just one of the best.
That's right.
Okay. We're going to continue to roll on. Hey, if you want to join the show, 713-780-3776, HRP Listener Line, call, text, or you can hit us up on Twitter. Back with more at The Usual Suspect.
ESPN 97.5.
Big City Wings, Houston's Wing Joint, is ready to welcome you with wall-to-wall TVs for all the big games, and now with crawfish by the pound. That's right, get your finger-licking crawfish, wings, and burgers all fresh and made to order at Big City Wings. With specials every day like 70-cent chicken tenders Mondays, 2 for Tuesdays, and more, there's no place better. Gather your family and friends to enjoy your favorite sports over a delicious meal. With 6 locations and Kingwood coming soon, enjoy the Big City Wings treatment today. Find your location, the full menu, and more at BigCityWings.com.
The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back in the final hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1. Always appreciate you taking us along for the ride on a Thursday. Barry.
Yes. My bad.
We normally like to be givers, not takers, so to speak, right?
That's correct.
Unless you have a 9-inch pizza.
Oh, I didn't know what you were about to say.
then you're a taker before you're a giver.
And I was like, Well, you're right. We do love to give stuff away. So let's give away some boxing tickets right now. Goldeny Boy Boxing. Oh, Golden Boy Boxing presents the WBO Junior Middleweight World Championship. Now's your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the world's most feared fighter, Mexico's undefeated Jaime Munguia. He defends his coveted world title against Japan's undefeated Takeshi Inoue. Plus, Jesus Rojas versus Zhu Khan. Connor Khan.
That's why I didn't read it yesterday.
ZoomCon this Saturday live at Toyota Center. Tickets start as low as $25. You can get yours at toyotacenter.com. That's toyotacenter.com. Or who's our intern today? Is it Radu? You can be caller number 30, 713-780-3776. Wow. 713-780-3776, caller number 30. I only did that because we always hear about people on the app. There's like a couple of minute delay, so I just given the people on the app a chance
and
to win
because
the tickets.
You hate interns, yeah, I was gonna say, you're interns in general.
You did that for Radu.
No, I would never do that.
Oh yeah.
713-780-3776. Just good luck on the app. I tried, guys. I did it for you. I did it for the appers.
I heard Charlie do it one. He went caller number 3.
He don't care.
He does not.
Like, screw your app.
By the way,
did he just clear the board? Just like, caller number 1, you're caller number 2, you're caller number 30. What? That's not, you count.
You were mentioning that Blake Griffin video, mm-hmm. too. The other thing is, Reggie Jackson is stealing money. Reggie Jackson's getting like 11 or 12 a year, but he's been getting it for like 5 or 6 years, and he's just garbage.
He is.
That's why Blake Griffin, because the one guy he likes playing with is Andre Drummond.
Yeah.
But that's it.
That's all they have.
They got the young kid from Duke, the shooter. Shocker, the white kid from Duke that can shoot.
What?
But other than that, they don't have much.
I feel like, and how much, I don't know how, from a points perspective, what he's doing producing offensively, but man, I feel like if you're overpaying somebody and it's $10 million a year, it almost sounds like not that bad because it's so inflated.
Because the prices have gotten so out of whack.
$20 million
okay.
players are overpaid.
Here's another one for you too. All right.
Okay.
With inflation and inflated prices. Kevin Love is now eligible to be traded.
No.
I'm with you.
For the Rockets?
If the Rockets would be interested. Because here's the thing. Do you know what he's making? Right after LeBron left this summer, they re-upped him 4 years, 120.
So why did you do that? To lock him in just in case they
could
get somebody else?
I don't know rebuilding why you did that unless you were kind of giving him a, hey, thanks for nothing, or thanks for all you did while we promised you were going to chase
multiple
titles.
That's a big, hey, thanks for all you did.
It really is. And what team is in? Who said it's good business to do a thanks for all you did to a guy that's...
Well,
I got the Lakers to Kobe for 2 years.
If it's Dwayne Wade for his final year, you get that? That's
I get
a thanks
that.
For
he
all
brought
you
them
did.
Championships.
Right.
But wait,
Love
and Wade,
got one.
Wait, no, LeBron got one.
Well, Love got one too.
Oh, yeah, well, thanks to LeBron.
He didn't lead him, right.
Yeah, that's
but
my
he was
point,
a part
though.
Of it.
But that's my point. Like, Wade got one before LeBron came.
Barry, in the NBA, all you need is love.
No.
And it's over.
What is he doing this year?
Whew. He hasn't hardly played.
4 games?
But I'm saying, if you're the Rockets,
no.
You know the guys you aren't going to set free to get him anyway, right? So you're going to throw Marquise Chris and Brandon Knight in there,
yeah,
and you get to around 17, and you're still almost $15 million away, $13 to $15 million.
The only way I would consider it, you okay, Radu? Did you make it through? All right. The only way I would consider it is the fact that he can shoot 37% from behind the 3-point line.
He's a big stretch.
But are you going to wait? That's all you're paying for then.
Well, he does rebound from time to time.
He
and
did.
He can score on the block.
He used to be a good rebounder.
But that's the bigger factor.
When he was in Minnesota, he was a good rebounder.
But he didn't have to in Cleveland because they didn't want him to because they had Tristan Thompson and guys that clogged up the middle.
His numbers, when he left Minnesota, just nosedived.
I just don't think – I don't know who he makes better. I think the one team that'll try it is Portland because he's from Portland.
Okay.
And they've got two of the same kind of player in Lillard and McCollum.
Yeah.
And maybe they break those two up to try and get better.
I could see another team in the East that feels like they could sneak into the East, especially with the Pacers losing Oladipo. I could see another team like, oh, you know what? Maybe, you know, the rest is a little bit different. But in the East, I was looking. There's 9 teams under 500 in the East.
Yeah, there's 4 teams head and shoulders above everybody else, right? Philly,
right.
Milwaukee, Boston, Toronto.
But, I mean, if you're...
And I didn't say Indiana, because they're under the radar.
But if you're somebody like Brooklyn, they're in the 6th seed.
Boy, that's a good young team right there.
Yeah, do you get a veteran presence?
All right, but you're the GM of the Nets. You can make that trade right now, right?
Uh-huh.
Or you have 2 max slots at the end of the year.
Mm.
You're not going to win it anyway. I'd wait it out.
I'm looking at their depth chart because, trust me, outside of D'Angelo Russell, I'm not sure I could name another Brooklyn Net.
Joe Harris.
Okay.
Spencer Dinwiddie, who done did it to you against the Rockets.
Yeah, he backs up D'Angelo Russell. Rondé Hollis Jefferson is their power forward. Yeah, I would be, if I'm the Nets, I'm all over that. That is, I mean, I feel like, I don't know how good or bad Rondé Hollis Jefferson is.
He's a lottery pick from Arizona.
Well, he's averaging 9 points a game this season.
Shoot a lick.
5 rebounds? Oh, yeah, that's a definite upgrade. I would do that in the East.
Well, if there's an East team, yeah, okay. I thought you were talking Rockets, but yeah.
No. I'm saying in the East, I could see a team in the East that feels like they're in it because the East is so bad. The Nets are 9.5 back, but they're in the sixth seed. You look at that and you think, okay, Pacers are probably going to fall off now. Sixers and Celtics, you're probably not catching them, but if you could get up to the 5 seed.
But what does that really
maybe
do
the
for
4
you?
Seed?
So maybe you get an extra round out of it before you get outed?
Well, yeah, and Brooklyn, you're going to tell me the Brooklyn fans wouldn't be clamoring just to get to a second round in the playoffs?
I think that they're one of the franchises that at least has been honest that it ain't going to happen this year, but with two max slots next year, it's really going to be in full force.
Well,
I just don't know if Kevin Love can help anybody.
They're closer to being out of the playoffs than they are in it. Brooklyn is. They're a 6 seed, and they're like, what, a couple of games up? They're one loss ahead of the Miami Heat in the 8 slot. Three losses ahead of the Pistons.
But at the start of the year when we made predictions, neither one of us would have had the Nets anywhere near sniffing them.
Hell no, but that's my point. If you could add a Kevin Love as with that young team.
Good point, except for the fact that it also straps you for years to come because of the big price tag.
You can dump that salary later. Make your little run.
Okay, Daryl. Hey, we've got a half hour to go on the show. We've got still plenty to get to. Something on your mind you want to get off your chest, please join us. 713-780-3776. It's the usual suspects.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, 30 minutes to go on the big show. It is a Thursday. Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio. We appreciate you taking us along for the ride.
We should do a Throw Shade Thursday. I think that's a good idea. Have you ever heard of that?
I have heard of it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I believe it's something done in the morning, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's actually pretty funny. John or Real with Dell. That's
when
they do
when
it.
Certain
it's really
people
funny.
Call.
Oh, I don't care. That's Petty Crocker. I'm not worried about that.
Oh, I see what you did there. Yeah. If I did that, I'd have got donged and I'd have gotten dad joked. Just
no, that's but that was a whole thing on the internet. When the word petty, for some reason, it's so weird how some words become like it always fascinated me that the word messy was, I mean, it's a word I use all the time, but when people would start stuff, they'd be like, oh, he's messy or she's messy, you're being messy. It's just amazing how that word just kind of came to be. Petty was a word, never used petty as much as I do now, and it just became like that was just a thing.
I use messy as a for Taylor a lot,
right? But messy, like when I was in high school, we would use messy, but it was just somebody that would start stuff,
right?
But shout out to AR Platinum. He said he won the boxing ticket, so congrats, friend of the show.
If you didn't win, we're going to give you one more chance to win before we get out
of here.
That's
right. And I got to say, I deleted the text. I meant to get to it earlier, but shout out to a new listener named Alan. One of our listeners turned him on to The Usual Suspects.
Welcome in.
He likes to listen. He's a new loyal, so we appreciate you, Alan. Thanks for tuning in.
Fellas, I think you're going to enjoy this one. All right. ESPN has a cover story about the dysfunction of the Cleveland Browns. And though they've made changes, we all know that their owner is still in place in Jimmy Haslam, and it is basically centered around him a lot and some of the missteps that they have made. Some of it's inappropriate, OU Mike-ish in terms of his actions, and I'll let you read that stuff. But here's one part of it that was very interesting that I thought I'd throw your guys' way.
Okay.
All right. From the story, there was a lot of outside anger that was felt inside the building. Marketing executives wanted employees to see how fans were engaging with the Browns on social media. So they projected the Browns social media feed onto a giant wall at the facility. It was like broadcasting talk radio over the entire building, only on the wall, so people could read it. On one day in particular, it was worse than that. One of the marketing staffers entered a search for hashtag DP, short for the dog pound.
Oh, no.
The problem was the hashtag also carried a few different meanings, one of which triggered an array of porn to be broadcast onto the wall for the entire office to see for more than 20 minutes until a tech employee killed the feed.
Wow.
Are you serious? Welcome to the Browns.
Are we allowed to say what it stands for? Can you say that on air?
Let's not. Let's not try. Let's not.
D is for double.
Yeah.
We can. You can leave it there. You can let the imaginations run wild from there.
I swear, sometimes you wonder how sheltered people are that they don't think about these things.
Just.
I remember one time in the business world, I was making notes on the whiteboard, and there's a thing that we do in project management called business justification. And my boss was like, hey, I'll need a business justification for this. So I was making notes and I just put boss needs BJ.
Oh,
I just abbreviated business BJ. Justification to BJ. And then everyone was like, Barry, I was like, okay, my God. that was awkward.
That's hilarious.
So, but I can see where the innocence, like, you're not just that you're like, oh yeah, dog pound. Of course, my mind's not in the gutter, but
really it's not.
Okay, it is.
I'm surprised you didn't go right to the brownies.
Maybe I did that on purpose. Maybe the brownies.
Well, because they're the Cleveland Browns and the brownies, and we're talking about hashtag DP. So I don't know. But
hey, look who's back. Should we get him?
Sure.
Okay.
No, you sound disappointed.
No, I'm fine.
You sure?
Go ahead.
What, were you not done?
No, I'm saying we were going to get some football too, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. My bad. I just don't want to. I feel bad because I cut him off. All right. I was made to be the monster for his bad cell connection.
Okay. Cue ball, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
What's up, man? Better.
Hey, guys. I apologize for earlier. I don't like you guys. I was trying to multitask and work and talk to you guys at the same time, but... Anyways, I'd hate to agree with Barry. There really isn't any sexy names out there for the Astros. Why not bring up some of these, like you said earlier, Forrest Whitley and another kid I'm pretty high on, Corbin Martin. Bring those guys up. And also, my next question was, if there was nobody else and you had to take Dallas Keuchel, how much would you be willing to pay him? I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks, Q.
Yeah, you know, for the Corbin Martin, I can't say that I know a ton about him. I'd have to go back and look it up. But for Keuchel, I would go 2 years max.
At how much?
I mean...
You know, because he wants 20.
A year?
A year.
Yeah, but he wants 20 a year for 5 years.
Sure he does.
So you probably have to pay a little more for that for less years.
But if he's going to take... Here's one thing. If he's going to take less for a one-year deal... He's probably going to take less from somebody else where he can prove it and turn it into a long-term deal. He's probably a little bitter that he's had to sit through not making any cash while he was here.
But that's, I mean.
I use the Springer, for example, that, you know, when they were bad, they were trying to hold guys back.
Right.
So maybe they're, I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there.
My thing would be like, if you could say, okay, there's a couple angles, obviously, you could take with this. But one of the things you could say is, you know, we'll give you like 2 years, 22 a year. So you're going to make a little more than you wanted per year, but it's less years, so it's a little more incentive, but you're not locked in long-term to a guy that's aging, that's lost his, you
Here's
know.
The other thing that bothers me about that. Charlie Morton's the kind of guy that I could see taking that deal because he's a quiet guy. He's right. Very, very, you know, kind of introverted. Everything I've heard is Dallas is the guy that has 10 cars. Dallas is the guy that's extravagant and everything like that. I don't think he's going to look at that and go, I can take that.
So then do this. Do a two-year deal. Second year as a player option.
I like that
he could flex if he didn't have a good year. If he can't get the money, And that year, that option is worth more. So that option is 25. That option is 26. For the player option, it's 1 year.
But what's the first year?
That first, 20, 22.
Oh, see, if you pay him, that's more in his range. He's right. Not going to take 11 so or you 12 go one, for a
you
year,
go,
I don't
you
think.
You go 1 year guaranteed, 1 year, you know, 1 year, $22 million. Second year, you give him 25 as a player option. And that way, if he thinks he can make more in the open market, he can make it. But at least you know you've got him for two more years. You've got a guy that can anchor your staff or come close to it.
Anchor it.
Well, I mean, you're going to lose. So, look, you're going to. I mean, Verlander's probably done. You're not sure what's going to happen.
You mean
with
he's
Cole.
Leaving after this year?
Yeah, he's probably going to retire, especially if they win another World Series. I think he's definitely going to retire, and there's a good chance that they do that.
I think he's a record book chaser. I think there's things he's after.
But, like Cole, you're not sure what's going to happen. And then you got a bunch of young guys and a bunch of, you know, middle of the pack guys like McHugh and Peacock. And at least with Keuchel, he's got a Cy Young under his belt. He's got experience. He's got World Series experience. And some of these young guys coming up, like we talked about James and Whitley,
Framber Valdez,
and whoever Q just
CNL
mentioned.
CNL Perez, guys.
He can you know, he can be there for those guys too. So it could be worse to have Dallas Keuchel on your staff for 2 years max.
I just
and
don't
be
like
done
it.
With it.
I don't have a good feeling about it.
I get it. But he's done nothing to make you think that. But also that's
and
why,
the health part of it.
But that's also why on the open market he's not getting
sure.
what he wants.
Well, and overall that's a bigger
which means
problem.
You can get value. That's the thing, is if he's not getting what he wants on the open market, you get value.
I think you get value from a guy that wants to come here and win. And I think it's similar to the Boogie Cousins situation where if I'm not going to get my money this year, I'm going to go chase a ring and I'll go to Houston. But a guy that's already been in Houston,
but that's what I'm suggesting.
I don't think he's going to give them the deal. I think he feels like he already
gave them
the deal.
If he can't get it anywhere else, he's going to come back and be like, guys. Huh? Well, guys?
At least he's got the Houston tennis shoes that he can plug.
That's
for
true.
The new Nikes.
You wouldn't have to sell
his
name
house. On it.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I have a feeling Scott Boras is driving a lot more of why it's taking so long than Dallas Keuchel. I feel like if they came to him with a fair 2-year deal with some sort of option or whatever, that they would do it. Okay. Or he would do it. He would probably have to talk to Scott Boras. Because I'm sure Scott's in his ear like, hold out. Dude made $13 million last year.
That's not bad.
It's not bad.
But that's what he doesn't want to make next year.
Right, but that's why I'm saying. You give him 20 to 22 with a second-year player option at 25 to 26. Some incentives. Put in some incentives in both years. If you pitch in, you know, if you can make 30 games, we'll give you a
He'll
bump.
Be your anchor until at least late June.
Exactly.
All right. Hey, before we get out of here on this break, let's do this again. We've got boxing tickets for you. This Saturday night at Toyota Center, big boxing match. And we want to make sure that you are there if you want to go. Golden Boy Boxing presents the WBO Junior Middleweight World Championships. Win a pair of tickets to see the world's most feared fighter, Mexico's undefeated Jaime Munguia, defend his coveted world title against Japan's undefeated Takeshi Inoue. And lots of other fights that are going to be exciting to watch. It's this Saturday.
Who's Jesus Rojas fighting?
A really talented fighter. Tickets start as low as $25, and you can get them at toyotacenter.com. But if you are caller number... Tell me, Barry, what caller number would you like him to be?
There's already calls on the board, so I think we should clear,
clear
it, right?
The board.
That's not fair.
Let's clear the board.
Caller number
Let's
five.
Let's clear the board and go caller number...
Five.
Five. 713-780-3776.
Cheaters.
Good luck. We'll be back with more Usual Suspects.
Need a new restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects.
I'm upset!
I should have just put his mic on before.
I would have known.
I appreciated the fact that you said hot, and then I watched and the light didn't go on for a while because he was still in the
and
middle
of then he
of
keeps
it.
Talking, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't know how to act, Barry.
I hate both of y'all
just
right
a
now.
Loose cannon, sir.
I should have left for this segment and got on the road early. Oh, my wife got me. Did I tell y'all this? My wife got me a dash cam video recorder.
You did say that.
From
you
my
had,
car.
You had talked about before the holidays getting one for all the road trips.
Yeah, she got me one. So I have it. I'm not going to. I didn't hook it up because they said don't attach it to your car when it's cold, and I got to figure out how to run the wire, but it's pretty dope. I'm excited about this. We're gonna
see
what happens.
Sounds kind of ghetto. Don't attach it to your car when it's like outside, like it goes outside.
No, it goes inside. But I don't know, something about the windshield. I don't know.
Where's the wire? I mean, where's you have it's to run a wire from where to where?
Yeah, plugs into the cigarette lighter.
Okay, or whatever. Well, can't you just run the wire down the front of the?
I'm not doing that. That's tacky.
Well, dude, it's not like it's a fashion statement or something in your house. It's just
wires.
So it doesn't get stolen. You're going to unplug it when you're not in the car, aren't you?
I don't know. Probably not.
Oh, boy. Then you're inviting someone to break into your car.
I mean, oh, that's a good point. I didn't think about that. I need to reconsider this, maybe.
Because I have so many questions. Like, if you got a dashboard camera, it's recording. Obviously, like, your doorbell camera only records on movement.
No, this thing actually has... So my car has, like, the lane keep assist. Like, if you swerve a little bit, it'll beep, and the steering wheel will move you back into your lane.
Oh, I don't know about that. I know that Toyota has the beep. That's awesome that it'll actually move you back.
It'll steer your wheel. Like, if you can put it on lane keep assist, and it'll actually take some turns for you on the road, like the highway, if they're subtle. Not, like, 45 degrees, if it's, like, a 10-degree, 12-degree turn on the highway, it'll go with it.
I need that now because my car's out of alignment. It just keeps swerving.
I didn't know where you
were
going with that one.
I need it just because it makes it easier to text and drive. But so I have all that stuff. Well, the GPS has that. I didn't even know that. The camera. It has a GPS in it. It has lane keep assist. It'll tell you if somebody ahead of you has stopped, because my car will do that too. It'll tell you to hit the brakes and it'll brake for you if you're not.
It's fancy, dude. This car is fancy.
No, the camera, though, will sit there at a red light and tell you when it turns green, it'll beep. So if you're on your phone not paying attention,
how does it see the light?
It's a camera. I mean, it sees it. But if you're like
that's
at the light,
badass.
If you're at the light and the light turns green, it'll beep at you to go.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty. That's
you,
a nice feature.
You
my
know
car
what you
don't
should do,
that.
Though, with that camera that your wife bought you?
What?
You know that? Have you ever seen those YouTube videos where guys go around and then they pull over the cops for being reckless drivers and speeders and stuff like that? Like, you need to slow down. You're a cop, but you got to follow the law, too.
It does. Citizens arrest. Get on the ground.
Have you seen those videos? They're hilarious.
I haven't, but it sounds funny.
Yeah, this one dude on a motorcycle does it all the time. Puts a GoPro on and just messes with cops. Like, you're speeding
he's
right
stupid.
Now.
Stupid.
You turned, but he got away with. I don't know if you've ever gotten
dumb.
His ass kicked. But
I'm not doing that.
Why not?
But it does have audio, so there's going to be plenty of me singing Britney Spears driving around.
Super.
He's a super.
Wow. Deion Sanders is on right now, and the guys were talking about this the other day over in the video room, and I wasn't aware of this or not, but he's got a full head of hair, and supposedly he was on recently, and he's talking without any kind of qualms about it, that he had full hair transplant surgery, and it worked great.
My favorite part about it is that he still left the receding hairline, like he's about to go bald. You get what I'm saying?
Like LeBron deal, right? Where he still wore the big headband, but he got more hair.
One of my favorite memes of all time is when LeBron was losing his hair, and then when it all came back, and it just says, "What if I told you the greatest comeback ever didn't happen on the court?"
Yeah, I remember that.
So good. But that's what I love about it, though, is that Deion just owns it. He's just like, yeah,
just
I
like,
had plugs.
Urlacher. I think Urlacher did the same thing. Completely owned it.
Yeah, because he came out for the playoff game and had a full head of hair. I was like, that's Brian Urlacher?
Yeah.
He owned it? He just goes, yeah.
Absolutely owned it.
Well, I mean, if you had that kind of money.
He
kind of
had to, though. This guy was full-blown bald.
That's true.
And then all of a sudden.
But if you had that money and you could add hair.
Oh, God, I'd be all over it. I'd be an afro, and yeah. I'd be Jimmy Butler.
Really?
Yeah, if I could, I would. Yeah.
Who was it? Jason Witten didn't own it.
But he's done it?
Yeah, Google Jason Witten from like 7-8 years ago. And look at him now. Yeah, totally had hair plugs done. Definitely not owning it either. He definitely pulled a rabbit out of his head with that one.
Oh, I see what you did there. Well played.
I guess
there.
That's not as bad as Sammy Sosa not owning the fact that he finally did.
He transitioned to a white man.
But he did eventually. Yeah, he did eventually admit.
Did he really? He was doing that on purpose? Because I thought it was like
I never heard him admit it.
He was using a cream that was prescribed by his doctor.
There's a skin disease that I think Michael Jackson had that will slow like
no,
if you're African American, you're
brown.
Really?
No, that believe me.
He's just a sellout.
He did that to himself.
That's terrible
for sure.
Oh God, are you right?
See.
Oh,
Jason
man.
Witten before
Jason and, Witten had a highway going through the middle of his head for a while.
No, yeah, it was bad. It just it really looked like somebody's lawn just got a fungus.
Yeah,
it was
patchy. You had to go lawn talk on this.
Well, it wasn't. Somebody said I googled Barry for the first time. I thought you were black. Yeah, well, join the club. Everybody does. Dion looks like Ice Cube's dad on Friday.
Wow.
I mean, I can see it. I can see it a little bit, I guess. Barry, what brand and model dash cam do you have? She got me the Garmin 45.
Okay.
It's the, like, there's a 45, 55, and 65, and obviously she's cheap and got me the 45 because she doesn't love me. So
that's a farce. I mean, that's a pretty good gift.
I was happy. Don't get me wrong. I'm just teasing. I mess with her, just like I mess with y'all. Nothing better than Carlos Boozer. What did I miss with Carlos Boozer?
Oh, God.
His hair?
Spray hair, maybe?
Spray hair.
Oh, he has the spray
he
hair?
He had the spray hair when he played.
Did it sweat and come off?
Well, it started to, but he got called out because one night, like, it was looking patchy, and then they had a back-to-back, and the next night, it was, like, jet black, the edge and everything. Oh, and everybody's like, that's just not humanly possible.
Yeah, overnight?
Oh, it was terrible. Yeah, if you do the same thing, Google the Carlos Boozer.
Okay.
And Kelly, our guy Kelly, was on NBA TV the other night, and he sent me the link because he was all proud about it. And Carlos Boozer happened to be on the panel. He's doing it to his beard, too.
Oh damn, man.
His beard was like James Harden, jet black and full. And I was like, no, come on.
Yeah, I just pulled up Carlos Boozer spray hair.
Yep.
Wow. It looks like somebody just took a Sharpie and colored in his head.
Yep. It's really bad.
My goodness. It's all shiny, too. Like, nobody's hair is that shiny.
And the other thing that, because, you know, Kelly asked me what I thought, and we were going over stuff on the interview.
I heard him asking questions last night.
Oh, really?
I think he was in New York.
Oh, he's in Philly. I know that.
Yeah,
but the thing was, Booze came on to ask him a question.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, hey, Kelly, Carlos Boozer here. And before he could say a word, Kelly goes, oh, big fan of your work, man. I'm like, work? Which work and why would you say that?
Why would you say that?
His broadcasting work, his playing work, because as a player, he's okay.
Yeah.
Broadcasting, he's worse, less than okay.
Who's a big fan of Carlos Boozer?
I was like, man, let him ask the question.
Kelly.
I guess he was when he was with Chicago, right?
Well, you know the one that Rockets fans won't forget is when he and Darren Williams and the Jazz came in won Game 7 here.
Mm-hmm.
That was painful.
Mm-hmm.
It was big time painful.
Not a big fan of that, Kelly.
No.
Idiot.
Yeah, they should be a fan of yours, Kelly. They're asking you the questions.
Yeah.
All right. So headlining, which is big for you this weekend.
Tonight. I get to headline tonight and feature for Jeff. What did I say? Jeff Day?
So you get...
Die.
Jeff Die tomorrow.
So you get...
I mean, tomorrow for Saturday.
More time to get there when you're the headliner, too, because you go on later, right?
Correct. Show starts at 8:30. I don't hit the stage until 9:15.
Okay.
So I have four and a half hours to get there. And it's about a four-hour drive. And then, of course, you know, you got to stop and eat, stop and poop, whatever.
Here we go with the poop.
What? I mean, you drive 4 hours and not have to poop?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I could, too.
I haven't pooped all day, so it's probably going to have to happen.
Yeah, well. But nature take its course.
Would you rather stop at Bucky's or would you rather do it in a comedy club?
Bucky's probably.
Well, because exactly. Bucky's gets promoted for having the cleanest bathrooms. But, I mean, unless you're working in an armpit, I would think the comedy club would be nice, too.
Actually, you know what? You're right. This club is the one that has this. The green room has its own bathroom, so you're right.
There you go.
Some clubs don't, man. Some clubs, you just go and use the regular restroom.
So when you're the headliner, you don't care about just having a full-out blowout in the bathroom and then you just leave? Like, yeah, that was me?
Hey, look, I'll do it as the host and the feature. If I got to go, I got to go. I'm sorry. This is just, I'm just a person. Can't help it.
There's a line of that. I'm just a person.
Yeah.
Aren't we all?
Just
all
right. A person. I can't help it.
All right. Well, travel safe.
Yes, sir.
Y'all have fun tomorrow. Knock 'em dead in Fort Worth. Yep. Cody Stutes in for Barry tomorrow is his second appearance of the week. He should feel lucky, but he's such a talented broadcaster. The Blitz is coming up next. So that means Fred and AJ will take you home all the way till 7 o'clock, and you guys will be entertained. And then Nick and I will be back tomorrow with Cody on an F Yeah Friday. Will you still be supplying us with a comedian? No. Okay, so there'll be no comedian tomorrow with Barry out, but we'll get one the following Friday when he comes back. So for you guys, thank you for letting us be a part of your workday or otherwise, and we will talk to you again tomorrow.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
You know who it is.
This is Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.